the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Have something in common. It's not our amazing musical talent. It's not the fact that we're both 26 years old. It's not the fact that we've posted a video online like this one that has had 20 million hits. Or that we are the most streamed artist in 2014 on Spotify, with 860 million streams of Ed Sheeran's songs. And I'd just like to tell you that I'm not worth £50 million. But Ed Sheeran and I do have something in common, and I'm going to tell you a little bit later what that is. It's more fundamental than those things, and I'm going to tell you. But all those facts I said about Ed Sheeran, he's a successful young man, isn't he? And we're asking this morning, what would Jesus say to the most successful people in our society? Maybe people like Ed Sheeran, or maybe Claudia Winkleman, or Usain Bolt, or Mark Carney, the governor of the Bank of England. What does Jesus say to successful people in our society? And I think that in order to think about that, we need to look at what the Bible says. I think we need to know what the Old Testament says. That's the bit of the Bible that was written before Jesus came, the BC bit of the Bible. And then we need to look at what the New Testament says, the AD part of the Bible. But before we do this, I wonder if each of us can think about what success means to us. What does success mean to you this morning? I thought of two things. The first thing for me at the moment is that I want fully functioning, polite children who can make their way in the world and want to visit me when I'm old. That is, I think I'll be pretty successful if I get that. And then the other thing I want is a good reputation in my work. I'd like to be successful at that. So I wonder if you have a think right now, what two things do you want to be successful in? And then maybe if you want to, you don't have to, but if you want to, have a chat to your neighbour about what those things are. So maybe you'd like to continue those conversations over tea and coffee. If you're new here, you're really welcome to stay for tea and coffee. We can carry on those conversations out in the concourse and come and get to know us. That would be great to get to know you too. So what does success mean to you? Well, what does the Bible say about success? We're going to look at the Old Testament. I wonder if we can move that on a bit. Fantastic. The Old Testament, actually, if you Google the word success in the Old Testament, there's lots and lots of verses. And there are two things particularly that it's useful to think about. The first thing is that God gives success. Do you remember the story of Joseph? He was sold into slavery by his brothers. He was went to a foreign land. He was thrown into jail. But at the end of Joseph's life, we see these words, and this is on page 42 in the church Bibles. On page 42, right near the beginning of the Bible, we read these words: "The Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did." So we have this principle that it's God who gives success. But the second thing is that God is also in charge, and we don't always have all the information. Do you remember the story of Job? Job was a very, very successful man. He had land, he had lots of children, he had a very good reputation. And all that was taken away from him. And then right at the beginning of Job, when everything has gone, he says these words: "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." That's a little bit further on in the Bible, on page 490. Job 1 verse 21, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. There are two guiding principles that we have that start in the Old Testament and carry on for the rest of the Bible. But what does the New Testament, the bit where Jesus comes into the story, what does the New Testament say about success? Well, kind of this. If you type the word success into, say, Bible Hub, which is a great online resource to help you get to grips with the Bible, you get nothing. The word success is not mentioned in the New Testament. It seems that the New Testament and Jesus, who is in the pages of the New Testament, is more concerned with our hearts than our success. The nearest we get are the words satisfy and contentment. In the Old Testament, there is a link between obedience to God's laws, like the Ten Commandments, and land and material wealth. But it's not there in the New Testament. Jesus changes that. And we know that Jesus met lots of different kinds of people. He did meet successful people, like the rich young ruler in Matthew 19, and Zacchaeus, the tax collector, in Luke 19. And he also met people with nothing, social outcasts with no success. And we know when we read the stories about Jesus in the New Testament that he actually often changes the way he interacts with people. But the message didn't change. And it's the same message, I think, for us today and for the most successful people in our society. Jesus says this, I want you to follow me. I want you. Your earthly success means nothing. Your barns full of grain, your land, your possessions, your reputation, your many children, your fabulous record deal, your talents, your education. Your success means nothing, but you mean everything. Jesus says, I gave everything for you. Your success means nothing, but you mean everything. On page 930, so we're a lot way further through the Bible, on page 930 in Matthew 16, 26, Jesus says these words, what good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? So what would Jesus say to the most successful people in our society? I think he would say the same thing that he says to us. You know, we're not so different from Ed Sheeran or Usain Bolt or Mark Carney, especially in Jesus' eyes. So I haven't told you what my link to Ed Sheeran is. Ed Sheeran grew up in Framlingham in Suffolk, which is not very far from where I grew up. And his latest hit single, the song he was playing on the video that we saw, is called Castle on a Hill. And there was a period in my life when I was about 8 or 9 years old, when every Saturday, me and my mum and my brother would go to Framlingham, it was about 20 miles from where I grew up, for my brother's tennis lesson. And while my brother was having his tennis lesson, me and my mum would walk round the castle. It's a very beautiful castle in Framlingham in Suffolk. So we're both from Suffolk. That's our link. You're not that impressed, I can tell. You don't get many famous people from Suffolk very often. So we're the same. We're both from Suffolk. And Jesus says the same thing to us. And he says the same thing to you this morning. Jesus sees beyond all that earthly success. You know, of course he knows about it. He knew about the rich young ruler who came to him. And he also knows that often success can get in the way of us seeing who he really is and the claim that he has on our life. But essentially we're the same, outcast, rich, poor. He says to us, I want you to follow me. I want you. Your earthly success means nothing. You mean everything. Me and my Father, this is what Jesus would say, me and my Father gave up everything to win you. We want you. We want you to be with us for all eternity. In Jesus' final prayer that he prays before he goes to the cross, this is on page 1025. Towards the end of Jesus' earthly life, he says these words, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am. He wants you. He wants you, success or not, to be with him. Your success means nothing. You mean everything. He wants you. Not your success or your achievements, but you. He wants the very essence of who you are, your hopes, your fears, your unique personality, your unique experience and gifts. He wants to spend time with you, to teach you how to love him and obey him, to show you how to live well and to the full. He wants to guide you, to correct you, to show you what is good and right. There is nothing wrong in being successful. You know, we have great freedoms as Christians. You are free to be successful. With success comes a lot of responsibility. You know, what are you going to do with the trappings of those success? That success, your money, your possessions, your responsibility to not exploit people, to treat them well. You know, I wonder, it may be that God is calling you to be more successful. Because you can influence for good. You can stop people from being exploited. You can use your money wisely. But he wants you first. Chase him first. Clothe yourself in him, not success. Because I think the danger is that our success makes us independent from him. In Romans, on page 1076... in Romans 13, verse 14, it says, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to satisfy the desires of the flesh. You know, desires of the flesh doesn't mean just things like sex and money. It can also mean things like comfort and reputation and education. You know, perhaps we strive for these things too much because we don't fully trust God will provide or is providing for you right now. You know, tomorrow when you go to your work, clothe yourself in Christ. Whether your work is paid or unpaid, understand that God is providing. You know, thank him for your work. Bring him into the arena of your work, your everyday life. And understand that God is providing. You know, it may not be all that you want, but it is what you need. And the New Testament teaches us this. A little bit further on, page 1129, in 1 Timothy 6, verse 7 and 8, we read these words, which are very much an echo of the words that we read all the way back in Job, in the Old Testament. For we brought nothing into the world and cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with this we will be content. And then later in the same chapter, it says, God will richly provide us with everything to enjoy. He wants you, not your success. He wants you. He's going to provide for you. You know, it doesn't mean that life will be easy. And it doesn't mean that we are immune from difficulties. But Jesus tells us that he will provide. He wants you, not your success. And if we're not careful, that success, what does that bring us? That brings us self-sufficiency and independence from him. So how about this as a guiding principle? Your success in whatever area of your life is at its most valuable when it leads to more dependence on Christ. If your success in whatever area of your life makes you more independent of Christ. The Bible says that's a problem. If it takes you away, that's a problem. But if it makes you more dependent on him, then that's good. Remember, he wants you, not your success. You know, maybe Christ is showing you this morning to go for that promotion, to stick your head above the parapet without fear, because you know that God will provide. And actually, that success that you will have will make you more thankful, more independent. So I think that's what God says to the most successful people in our society. I want you. I want you. So when you had a chance to think about what success means for you, what did you think about? I wanted kids that can join the human race and want to come and see me when I'm old, and a good reputation. But those things may not come to me. The things you talked about may not come to you. You know, if I do succeed in those things, if you succeed in those things you spoke about, will it make you more or less dependent on Christ? And if you don't get those things, if I fail at those things, where does that leave us? The Bible clearly says our security is not in our earning capacity, not in our talents, our personality, or even our relationships, though all those things can be really good. Our security is in the fact that Jesus says to everyone, and the most successful in our society, I want you. I want you. Follow me. We're going to sing our last song.